awesome.
So fun.
Because you would hear, like, oh my god, this is what he's about to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
like, was okay, cool. Man. You could cool. be great with the hook, but
they don't do that. They don't do that nowadays.
Yeah, they don't do that.
Boxing isn't as big of a thing as it is
it's
now.
UFC.
It's UFC. Yeah.
Dude, I watched Tyson's first couple fights on freaking HBO.
Yeah, the Tyson Holyfield fight.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I watched a lot of Tyson stuff back then.
Yeah, and of course, HBO has gone more from, you know, comedy and movies to its own original program.
Yeah, and a lot of it is good. A lot of it is good.
I don't think I've ever seen anything bad from HBO.
I don't hear
about the bad things. They're really, I mean,
oh, that's true. That's true.
And also, even like the things that aren't that good, it's somebody's vision.
Yeah,
they're
like girls.
Let them go,
like girls.
I'm not a fan of girls.
I understand
that.
The appeal, but I'm not
somebody's
a fan.
I will say this though: they give them a free reign to do a lot of stuff, at least for one season.
And there's
Stars,
other networks doing that.
Yeah, Stars, Black Sails, Da Vinci's Demons. I watched
Spartacus too.
Oh, I love Spartacus. Spartacus was my show. I just can't get into Black Sails.
Me neither.
I like Black
Sails. Is attached to it.
I like Black Sails.
Spartacus
Black Sails
is cool, but
awesome.
Rome was really good.
Yeah, Rome.
If you never watched Rome on HBO, it was...
Hey, one of the actors from Black Sails, like, in one of the interviews, he was like, this is about the best thing you can do, because it's sex, drugs, and rock and roll,
and
pirates.
Yeah.
Yeah, the four things.
And you know, if...
The four things that make life worth living.
Nine Transformers, it's permanently tainted now.
Because of Bay.
Because of Bay.
I think they really need a relaunch.
You know what? He didn't do anything that they weren't trying to do back in the day.
I agree.
Unfortunately,
and his comedy was in the wrong places. Action was obscene where it didn't need to be obscene, and then understated where it, you know, it could have been a lot more.
It was just explosion porn.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, but sometimes I just like to watch a movie just to enjoy it.
Me too, but not four of them in a row based on one of my favorite toy franchises of all time. I want to see some plot. I want to see some story. These are deep, rich characters.
Really?
Optimus Prime is in the... A leader in a Cold War struggle for his home world? That's a lot of fuel you could have for a fire
but been having
for a good movie.
Yeah, but most people don't
That's
want
Beast
plot.
Wars was awesome.
Okay.
But they could rewrite that.
But
and
look,
change
the
history
lost most
enough
of the war
to make
until
it.
The very end.
But look, most people don't want plot. They just want to see shit blow up and that's it.
Two robots go at it.
That's just how they used current headlines to market to figure out some
of course
idea.
But you could still do that today and tell us an
right
it
but
doesn't have to be an important
today,
story but it could be a story.
The Octopods would be totally different.
They
have little black cars sneaking in and
resetting.
Well,
they kind of did that. They kind of did that in some of the Transformers movies. I just think there's a lot of fuel there where they could tell good stories.
They'd be all bribing a chain of gas station owners.
Yeah. They could still pull some quality stories out of there and not just have it be robot porn.
The video game franchise has done a good job.
Yeah.
Cybertron.
Yeah, the War 4 and the Fallout.
I haven't
played the Transformer video games, but I will
just
say this.
Just play War of Cybertron and Fall of Cybertron.
But you know
it does a really good job of gridding up the original.
Well,
story.
Look, when Tron Legacy came out, which I was so happy that they finally made the sequel to, thought it was, do not ruin that movie for me.
I won't.
But when they came out with the Tron Evolution game, that game was awesome.
I loved it.
I thought it was so cool.
I never played it. I like the older Tron game, so I can only assume that it was pretty good. That's going to be fun.
I'm not sure how I feel
about it.
Let's
talk about
it. They're making a sequel.
I don't know if there's
a
need to write
it. I'm down with it because it is being wrote by the original.
Yeah. No, that's
cool. Creator, yeah.
And that gave me a bit more of a hope for it, but I still, it's one of those things where it's like, does it need to happen?
Well,
and we're talking
the creator is the one who gets to decide that.
Yeah,
he has decided. Yes, it does. I have no choice but to believe him until I taste it.
Here's the thing I worry about.
But the paycheck says it. It says it needs to happen.
Okay,
I mean,
at the
Fight
end
Club
of the first
2.
Movie, realistic, they kind of blew up the world.
Yeah,
in the movie.
Well, they blew
up
the
book.
They blew up
the financial.
Yeah, they blew up the financial buildings in the movie.
Are they going to forget about that?
I saw it as more of a.
Are they going to actually take place?
Yeah.
In a world where that happened.
I saw it as more of a...
I think they should take place in a world where it happened.
I saw it more of as they didn't blow up the world. I saw it more as he blew up his own sort of world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't really see it as, oh yeah, we blew up the entire financial district of... Not that that would destroy your credit card debt any damn way. I saw it as weird.
Yeah.
They were wanting to make more of a statement, and once Tyler had made his statement, that coupled with him coming to terms with Tyler being around,
How are they going to handle it? Because be like, oh, he's not going to be in prison.
He ain't going to be in prison.
No. Well, what I'm saying is,
and also, where's that relationship with Darla?
That's what it's going to be all about.
But
I don't see Tyler Durden getting married to.
But there's
to
also
a complete,
themes,
you know, coups like Darla, whatever.
Well, it's not Tyler. It's not Tyler.
Well, I know it's not Tyler, but
he comes
still.
Back though as part of the book. Tyler is supposed to be him.
Tyler is Tyler Durden.
I know, but all right. Him and Homegirl get married.
Yes.
They live the picket fences, all that shit. He gets bored. Tyler comes back to him.
Or his other person.
Well, yeah, whatever.
I mean, the idea is, I mean, it makes sense in that way where it's like he gets complacent and probably falls back into the same category.
I think the overarching tone is not the story, it's the themes. The themes that are present in Fight Club
wrap around
us being not entering voluntarily into society, but being forced into society against our will, just to live.
Just to keep the status quo.
Yeah, just you have to keep the status quo going. And I think that's what he's going to do. He already talked about, you know, business and your work.
Yes,
how it
he's
sucks
talking
you
about
into
being
that. Now he's talking about
the
how
early
family
single life.
Now family sucks you into society, and you have to, you know, you have to bend to the will of society, and if you break, this is what will happen.
Yeah, it's like,
and that's what I got from the original Fight Club, and that's hopefully what this will be.
You know, it's like that commercial with that guy who says, "I'm never," you know, it's like that commercial with that guy who goes, "I'm never getting married." Then he gets married, and goes, "Oh, I'm never we're never having children." Then they have a kid. And it's like, "Oh, we're never getting one of those minivans." Then they get a minivan. Oh, we're never moving to the suburbs. They move to the suburbs. It's like, you know, where does it end before
mass
you're
shooting.
Just until you're just freaking miserable?
I mean,
falling down.
Don't get me wrong. The first fight,
such a great movie.
Fight Club is a great book and movie. Mm-hmm. Like, really important. I read it and it's it was a really good book, good movie too. Mm-hmm. But I just don't see the need. It's one of those things where it's like, that's for one calling it Fight Club 2. It's obviously like, hey, give me money now.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
And for the record, I've said it before, this is one of the few books that I actually thought was better as a movie.
Agreed.
It was a very good movie.
They did a great job with the movie.
Very similar. They didn't change a whole lot. The thing is, I'd much rather see shit blow up than hear somebody describe it.
Well, that and also in person seeing the persona switches with having another person.
Yeah,
that's
it was
really
a lot
good.
Better pull off. It's almost like he wrote it with
a screenplay in mind.
Yeah. But you also have to wonder if they are making a second movie and it's going to be
this is just going to be a comic.
Oh, it's just a comic.
Yeah,
right. Well, I was fixing to say if they were going
to
make it into a second movie. You know, would they still have the original people that played the characters? You know, Edward Norton,
of course,
Brad Pitt,
Helena Bonham
Carter.
I'm sure they would love to come back and do it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they would love it. It's one
What's
of the
Edward Norton doing nowadays?
Yeah, nothing. Wishing he was Hulk.
Birdman?
Yeah.
He was really good in Birdman.
He had a very small part.
What are you talking about? He's
is
in
that
most
yours?
Of the movie.
Yes, this is mine.
It's a phenomenal film, by the way.
Have you seen the Sesame Street parody of
Big
Birdman?
Big Birdman? Oh, it's awesome.
Also,
I do
why
think
mine
got snuffed.
I said, also, if that was mine.
No.
Why would
no.
mine be that far
no.
away?
No.
Have you seen
The Theory of Everything?
It was wonderful.
It wasn't just wonderful.
Eddie
Redmayne didn't just play a good Stephen Hawking. He portrayed a person having ALS.
Yes.
Perfectly.
No,
it was all inspiring.
You know, and this is the gripe that I have. I wanted to see The Theory of Everything. I wanted to see The Imitation Game with Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's one of the only ones I haven't seen.
Here's the thing. The theater down in Gallatin, I asked them, I was like, when are you getting those two movies? Because I really want to see them. They never even brought them to the theater.
No. Well, they're limited. They were limited release anyway. They're Oscar pictures. They're those artsy fartsy films that don't bring in bucks, especially Gallatin bucks.
Yeah.
Not to talk shit on Gallatin, but I am from Hendersonville, so it's my duty to
talk
shit on
Gallatin. Talk
it all
you want.
I'm from Portland.
Well,
I'll talk shit. I
just drive through Gallatin.
Well, hey, that theater in Hendersonville, new one by the interstate, that
place
ain't much
to live
better.
For people who think
they just charge
good
more.
Gallatin.
Yeah.
No, they
have a band.
Yet aren't good enough for Brentwood.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So now I'm going to have to wait until The Theory of Everything and The Imitation Game come out on Netflix or Redbox.
They're
and that annoys
out.
Me because I really want to see it in the theater.
Yeah.
They were out almost simultaneously.
Yeah, the theory of everything is out. Yeah,
yeah.
You could probably almost find it.
It came out the same weekend. Yeah, I saw all three in the same weekend.
How is that possible? Normally,
they wait until after the Oscars because that's when everybody's going to go to the movie store and be like, "Oh, I just saw that on the Oscars yesterday. Let me get that."
They were basically there was about a 3-week delay because they were a limited release, and you can actually, I think. You can still go see Birdman, even though it's out on DVD
it's very
at
popular,
the Belcourt.
Yes. Yeah. It's very popular.
And all of those movies came out in October.
Yeah.
Yeah. American Sniper, December, and it's out on DVD next month. Yeah. And that got pushed back because of the success of that movie. Mm-hmm. They didn't think anybody was going to go see that damn thing.
It's a good book.
It's
a good story.
Well, now I'm going to have to watch The Theory of Everything when I get home tonight.
Yeah, I haven't seen American Sniper.
Well, I know it's probably going to be good.
All the controversy around it definitely gave it a big advertising.
And it was controversial. There's also the murder case that's currently going on that made big news. And it's also a really patriotic thing. It's gotten that. Go see it. It's your patriotic duty, quote unquote, to go see it.
And I didn't watch the Oscars.
And that's got a lot.
I didn't watch the Oscars, but a lot of the people who won awards were doing speeches for issues in society, which
well,
I thought was
every Oscar.
Yeah, I know, but I thought it was a great platform. One was for the LGBT community.
Yeah.
One was for
Alzheimer's.
Know, yeah, Alzheimer's, ALS.
Patricia Arquette came out in support
for
of
women,
equal pay.
Yeah. And Common and John Legend came out
for Selma and stuff like that. And that, they pretty much should have done that because, I mean, that's their whole shtick. Right
yeah.
Now. Really, I mean, but.
I mean, be careful.
You said Patricia Arquette came out in support of equal pay for women.
Yeah, and women's rights.
Yeah. All right.
Wow. Now,
be careful.
That shouldn't be a surprise.
Why? Because she's getting paid less than...
No, because she is a woman. That'd be like me coming out for equal rights for white kids.
Oh, but she didn't have to come out and say anything.
She didn't have to come out and say
anything. Yeah, she didn't have to come out and say anything.
It shouldn't be a surprise.
No, but here's the thing, though.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, Common and John Legend are black. They didn't have to come out and say anything against equal rights, for race. But they did. That's, the thing. They didn't have to say anything.
Yes, but the whole point is that these people are very well off. And they don't have to talk about people who aren't as well off as them.
And by the way, here's...
They choose to,
and that's
and we as the small people that. Appreciate.
Yeah,
and we're moving on because I don't want to touch this subject as the only person who isn't white at this table. We're going forward.
Well,
let's talk about comic
books. If we're going to talk about race in comics, let's talk about Spider-Man.
Let's talk about Spider-Man.
Any actual subject. Let me say this.
Yes,
the Oscars are Hollywood giving themselves a big pat in the back
and a circle jerk.
It's
a circle jerk.
It is not actually a real forum for any kind of change.
I think any public forum is a good forum for change. If more people watch the Oscars, it would mean a lot.
Yeah, but here's the thing,
I don't watch the Oscars. I don't watch the Grammys. What
I
are
watch
they?
The Grammys.
But here's the thing. You want to talk about rich to do?
Yeah. Sure.
At the Oscars, I found out the gift bags that they give to the winners. They were $160,000 worth of swag gift bags.
Yeah.
Each gift bag was $160,000 worth of stuff.
But it's,
here's the thing. You want
to?
I know, but here's the thing. If you want to talk about equal pay or helping out causes or whatever, instead of spending all that money on a gift bag that rich people don't need, put that money towards the causes.
Let me show you how this works. This is how this works.
I know how it works. I'm just saying that's how it should be.
I think you're missing now.
The person I think is doing a lot is Emma Watson right now.
Oh, definitely.
She's definitely been working a lot. As far as young celebrities who have more than enough money...
Well, she is UN.
Yeah. She's still living off Harry Potter money.
Forever.
Will be for a long time.
For a very, very long time.
The thing about
time.
These award show swag bags. They give that swag bag.
Swag.
They're donated
items.
They're
advertising.
They're donated items.
Yeah, they don't pay for it. Not the Oscars don't pay for it either.
Yeah, I know, but they get like a free rental of like a Mercedes Benz for like a year. It's like, really? You need that when you already have a
Mercedes?
Because
Mercedes wants you to drive.
I know, but all I'm saying is like if you already have a Ferrari and a Lambo and everything else in a garage, do you really need a free Merc?
Yeah, and Cadillac does it with the MVP of the Super Bowl. Every year. They get it all advertised.
I know it's advertising. I'm just saying I don't like it. I think it's a slap in the face.
Do you think Montana needed 4 free trips for him and like 5 of his family members or whatever to Disney World?
Didn't his name already donate his car that he won in the Super Bowl as MVP? Yeah. Didn't he already donate that and make a big deal?
And I mean, yeah, that's like one of those things.
I didn't hear about that.
I'm just saying those people could give him that
just so. Oh yeah, he's going to be at Disney World. Yeah,
just so when the paparazzi takes pictures of him, they're on their Google. You hear about hardware or whatever.
At the World Cup, Germany won. Yes, and their star player Mesut Ozil he was the MVP. And he took all the money that he got as the MVP and donated to children in Brazil. All the people who was hurt during the making of the stadiums in Brazil.
Because there is...
And so did, in turn, the rest of Germany.
People who were displaced.
And that was
a damn cool thing to do.
But that's...
And that's
but I never even heard of that. I never even heard that.
Because who cares?
That is cool and all.
But that's like a typical thing.
That is just...
That's not typical from what I
hear. The nature of the beast for international soccer. They don't care about the third world country. They just want to... displaced thousands of people. Who cares if people die building the stadium?
And the next World Cup, they're already talking about having it in Qatar, in the Middle East, and they're saying, we have to.
They already have a death rate. They don't care.
But here's the thing. They're already talking about having to move it to like November and December when it's really cooler because they're already talking like if we do this in the summer, people are going to drop dead.
130.
Yeah.
So they were talking about doing most of the games at night.
Yeah.
The only problem with that is it doesn't even get under 90
at night
until like 2 a.m.
Well, the other problem
is... Are you going to play soccer at 3 in the fucking morning?
They want to do it...
They're going to mess people up on their sleep clocks.
And I'm really not okay
with what? Yeah,
that's during league play.
Yeah, that's during league play. It'd be...
$1 billion. It's worth way more than the World Cup
is. It won't happen.
They won't do it.
They'll move it from Qatar before anything.
And that would like...
They'll build all indoor stadiums.
Yeah. I don't know why they don't do that.
But I already saw a rendition of one of their... one of their concept stadiums. Oh my god, the thing is ungodly huge. Just another one of those white elephant kind of stadiums where you play in it once and then it
like
just sits there.
Like the bird nest for the Chinese Olympics.
I mean, and it just sits there, never being used again.
Different though. Soccer's different. They'll use.
I mean, in Greece, they already have like what 9 or 10 of those things, and they use it to graze cows or something. That's all it's used for.
No.
It just sits there.
There's a Greek league.
Yeah,
there's a Greek league, but there's none of those giant ass stadiums that no one ever uses. Well, it's just grown up with grass.
No, they don't have room.
In Greece, they converted all those during the crash in 2000. Yes, but
all right.
They converted all those into the Greek stadiums for the new teams that they have.
All right. Well, that being the case,
we need to convert the Winter Olympics bobsled tracks into water slides.
That would be dope.
And open them up and call them
cool runs. I think we need Summer Olympics luge.
What?
No. Big Summer Olympic luge.
No, we need
Big
Summer Olympic
slide.
Water slide.
Yeah.
We'll call it luge.
Because that would be on an
aerodynamic inner tube.
Designed by Nike engineers. Are you kidding me?
Gentlemen, this could be huge.
And this could be a sport that you could play, Larry. With the
phrase,
he could be awesome. Waterloo.
He could be on the curling team.
Host, Lords of America.
Oh, we started.
We've been.
We started like 20 minutes.
No, 20, 30.
I was sure we started, but anyway,
we started at noon. Summer Olympics curling. This is episode 74 of Geeks in the Square Table.
Trying to move the water.
I'm your host, Lords of America.
Oh, sorry.
Jules.
Go figure. My name has already been said. I'm here. Hi.
Are we introducing?
Yeah, talk
right
now.
We're doing the introductions late.
Miguel, pass it on.
This is Gomer.
Joshua.
Jesse.
And a special appearance by the Cookie Anarchist, David.
It's a special day.
It's his birthday, so I gave him $1.02 for a birthday present.
Yeah.
He graduated from 101.
Adam was supposed to be here. That's the only reason I brought my damn robot with me.
Fucking no show.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gober's been over here playing with his little robot the whole time.
Well, you know he can take it apart and have five robots that we can all play.
Yeah, but it's not like I'll never get it back together.
You don't get to play my micro machines.
Yeah, but it's not a euphemism for something else.
So. No, it's
no,
not.
No, it's actually a robot.
Yeah.
The Technobots. It's all five of the Technobots in their gestalt form of Computron.
Yes.
Yeah, but he'll never take that apart because he won't remember how to get it back together.
There are no instructions with this robot anymore.
He'll be like really Will Ferrell in the Lego movie, just really gluing vague. It all together. Yeah, really so
I know
take
the motorcycle
apart.
Is Afterburner because I had one. Ahead.
Afterburner, Strafe, Scattershot, Nose Cone, I think.
And Lightspeed.
Mm-hmm. And they were
I don't know how I can't forget
season
these.
Season 3 of Transformers.
That's right.
Yeah, they were created by Grimlock after he became smart.
That's right.
Components of Unicron.
That's all right.
That's all right.
I Grimlock.
That's my second favorite TV episode where a dumb person becomes smart, only by the Reginald Barkley.
Oh, yeah.
Star Trek.
Love that one.
I need this. There's nothing like that. Well,
here's how you make it.
Yeah, here's how you build it.
But I brought this because IDW next month is launching a new Transformers event in their comic line called Combiner Wars. And Devastator, Minasaur, and the Stunticons, Superion, and the Aerobots. Huh?
That is Minasaur.
That's what I was meaning.
The Stunticons are Minasaur.
That's what I meant.
By the way.
And Aerobots and Superion will all be in there. There's also, they're going to introduce a new combiner created by the fans. With help from the fans.
I was going to say, if it's created by the fans, it's going to suck.
Yeah,
it's going to make no sense.
It's going to look like the car that Homer Simpson built.
I don't think we know yet. My Little Ponies all transformed to combine.
It's going to be a My Little Pony.
Blood flies in.
It's going to be a My Little Pony. Deadpool is going to be involved somehow. Like, it's going to be
Godzilla.
Batman.
Batman's going to be there. And,
I only say that because IDW also has.
Gem's also
yeah,
be on
there. Yeah, they have the
Pony. Really
because there's always been there's always been a greater number of Decepticon combiners than there have been Autobots. Yes.
There's always been a greater number of Decepticons.
Decepticons.
Bringing it back.
There's a lot more. There's a lot more mini Autobots and a lot more larger form Decepticons.
The good guys have to be outnumbered.
Yeah,
or they'd win if they had numbers. They're smarter and not as ruthless.
But they all get.
That's
but
something
most of them
to be
get
said
killed
for
like bitches in the movie. Yes.
But yeah,
there's a lot of cloned Decepticons,
like all the Jets.
Yeah, all the Jets.
All the
we really need Thundercracker and.
Watch your mouth. Don't say Thrust because we need Thrust.
Dirge. Do we need Dirge?
We don't need Dirge. We need Thrust.
Skywarp. We didn't need Skywarp.
We kind of need Skywarp. But we need Starscream.
Larry needs Thrust.
We need Sunstorm and Acid
Storm. Yeah, male fans always need more Thrust.
Do we need Jetfire? I don't think we need
but
a Jetfire.
But did we need Campbell? Did we need,
Do we need that new flavor, Progresso?
Male fans always need more Thrust.
Do we need Hungry Man?
We are assuming that right now that because of the plethora of male combiners that we will be getting our first female combiner, which is kind of a big deal. Come on, man.
No, I had to say,
say that. No. We're not even going to mention that.
Well, the other form's docking.
Yeah, so they're not going to do
there
that.
There are lots of docking with the combiner.
Yeah, yeah. But here's the problem. Male into male parts trying to fit them together does not work. You always need a male and a female
It did for Vehicle
connector.
Voltron.
It did
for Vehicle Voltron.
Yep. It's my favorite Voltron.
I know, that's why I'm making a dig.
I love Vehicle Voltron.
So stupid. There's like 20 of them.
Hey,
half of each episode is Voltron forming.
They all load up into an Optimus Prime-like car tote.
No, man. They were all super separate, and there's like 30 of them, and then just
I loved
half
it.
Half of the episode was them forming.
The invasion is over because you guys couldn't make your robot.
It made so much more sense than lions running around. Lions
are
cool.
Lions are
awesome.
They're cool.
I don't know where the sword is coming from half the time, but
they did the same thing on Vehicle Voltron.
Yeah, I know they did that. In general, I don't know.
I could probably figure out where that
sword
was coming from.
Let's migrate from Voltron to a similar property.
Oh.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yes.
Yesterday there was a fan movie, but it
with,
was
Katie Sackhoff and James Vanderbeek.
Yeah.
Have you seen this, Larry?
It looks cool.
You so need to watch
it. Has it been taken off yet?
It is.
I have a feeling.
No, it's brutal.
Yeah, no, like, all right, wait. When you say brutal, how do you mean brutal?
Dark. Like war and death and blood.
Okay, because I thought it was like a parody movie. And they were just.
It is a parody.
It's a fan.
No, Saban has already told this guy, you need to stop doing this. Yeah. We're going to serve you a cease and desist. He said, you can't. It's a parody. It's protected under fair use.
Yes.
Which is, I'm a huge fan of copyright and fair use issues. It's a great. It would be a really.
I'm a huge fan of copyright infringement.
of the case law surrounding
hey,
it.
Everybody,
give it.
I'm Mikey Moose.
Exactly. Considering Disney has pretty much
everything
said how America will treat its copyright laws since the copyright laws were established, I find it very compelling. You know, from a law standpoint, that the a big business can say, nope, you change
money
the copyright.
Money buys rights.
Money buys rights. Everybody should be able to do their own Mickey Mouse anything.
Comic books, do you have any idea how many copyright infringements we read that are actually really good?
Exactly.
Specifically all the Superman ones.
Exactly.
Are much better than regular Superman.
Century is a ripoff. And it's way cooler.
Yep.
All right, so get back to what you were saying about it being
It was very
dark.
Cool. I just wanted us to talk about
it. Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I saw it this morning when I was about to come here. I didn't get a chance to watch it.
If you haven't seen it, definitely check it out.
It is crazy.
Pink Rangers. Katie Sackhoff. I wish she'd get more work, but I'm so glad she was in this.
Katie Sackhoff played the Pink Ranger?
Yes.
Oh, God. I bet she looked dynamite in that suit.
She looked okay. No, she didn't really wear the pink.
You don't really see her in the suit.
No, it's like
very long.
Yeah,
terrifying looking.
Oh, terrifying. I thought it was a tight fitting suit.
No,
James Vanderbeek is playing Tommy.
No. Tommy is the one he's after.
Oh, that's right. And
he's playing like Rocky or something. Another Ranger.
Yeah.
No, Jason was the one that got shot.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers,
it
dude.
It's really spoilers.
It was great. It was great.
Watch a whole feature film.
Witchy
like
Poo
that.
Shows up.
Yeah.
It was great.
It's pretty good.
And it's not like Witchy Poo. It's like Witchy Poo, like, oh my gosh. That's Witchy Poo.
After 10,000 years, I'm finally free. It's time for a character reboot.
Okay.
Yeah, he was really into that.
And any chance to do a voiceover.
Yeah.
You can't give him any chance.
Yeah, you really can't.
But I was really excited about it, hopefully.
I was just upset that Goldar didn't show up.
Ass in gear, they quit worrying about their Japanese market and give us an updated adult version of Power Rangers. It will work.
Yes,
this is a proof of concept.
If it wasn't so kidified, it would probably be really good.
It wasn't. You should watch this. It was not kidified.
Well, I'm not talking about the...
Oh, you mean the original.
Yeah, the original stuff and like all the spin-offs that they've done since.
I think the fans of the old Power Rangers are grown up now.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And they'd be fans.
It is a kid's show, so of course.
Well, so was Transformers, but then we have Optimus Prime saying, give me your face, ripping people's faces off in that last movie. That never happened.
No. That never happened.
Yeah, that last
still,
movie
still
was
only three Indiana Jones films.
Yep, and no live action Avatar.
And there's only three Star Wars.
That's right.
And Weezer only did two albums.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's talk about another movie. David turned me on to the trailer for Straight Outta Compton. The Red Band trailer is now out.
Wait, what is?
Straight Outta Compton, the story of NWA getting
cool.
Have you seen this, Larry?
It looks awesome.
No, but is it going to be the real story?
Yes. It looks very close
to what
I've known. Dr.
Dre, Ice Cube are involved.
Oh, he's got a phone call. Keeping it down.
Ice Cube's son is portraying Ice Cube.
He looks just like him.
That's cool.
Yeah, he looks just like him.
I mean, well, Ice Cube can't do it now because he's probably too busy with Are We There Yet 7.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Now, is it going to cover their...
Yes.
Their true origins? Because none of them are really that hard. I mean...
Yeah, because I'm... All right, it's the same thing.
Like,
Joe.
One of them was an Olympic gymnast. One of them, was ROTC. You know,
because
these are not gangsters.
Are they? Very important phone call.
Yeah,
but legitimately a gangster.
Of all of them, Eazy-E would be the most gangster.
Yeah, but here's the thing: you have to wonder: are they going to keep it true to what actually happened, or are they going to do it like that movie? I can't remember what the name of it was, but it's the one that Joe Rogan bitches about. It was about the MMA fighter where. Originally, he fought he either fought a white guy in real life, and then in the movie he was black, or he fought a black guy in real life, and then it was white, and it just totally screwed with his life story.
Like, the drug war in L.A.
Yeah, I mean, are they actually...
Where they have the battering ram in the houses.
Yeah, I mean, are they going to keep it true to what actually happened, or are they going to so modify it because of entertainment value?
I think in the trailer they actually touch on Suge Knight. Getting Dr. Dre out of his Ruthless Records contract by beating somebody.
Yeah, because
they touch on that.
Yeah, because on VH1, they did Uprising Hip Hop and the L.A. Riots, I thought that was a great documentary.
The thing about this particular story in the context of your last comment, I think the actual story
is a good story.
Yeah. If they hide it up or change anything, what would you change? It was hard.
It was awesome.
They were doing cutting edge stuff back then, man.
Yeah, I know.
And doing it the way they were saying it.
Yeah, and
beating people up and carrying guns. And
that's the point I'm trying to get across, is I don't want them to change what actually happened. I don't want them to mess with it for entertainment value. I want them to keep it raw and real.
Dr. Dre having a moment with his mom where she's telling him spinning records isn't going to make you money.
Yeah, and he's like, I have money. And he's like, what, $50? And he says, it's a start. And then last year, he's the richest... You know, he made more money than anybody.
One of the richest rap producers on the planet.
And more than anybody in the music industry, I think, last year, because of beats.
I think it'll be, if which most of us remember that era of NWA.
Yeah, but here's the thing. These are all marketing people.
Of course.
Yeah, and that's the issue.
Even back then, they were all very well controlling their image.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
A lot,
it still doesn't take away.
Very over exaggerated, even back then.
I don't think it takes away from. All right, when you have NWA, and then a few years after that, you have the LA riots. I think it vindicates what they were talking about in their music.
Yeah, then
there was that.
Yeah, then
even
Snoop
if it was
Dogg,
you know, promoted artificially, everything is.
Well, right,
I think it's still an important
story. That's what
story.
I'm saying is, all right, is this going to be a movie based on the image
or
they
the
promoted?
Yeah.
And they would like the legend they would like to portray.
Or are we going
to
talk about them building that legend?
Actually,
I think
going
we're
going to
talk about
original.
Building that legend.
Yeah, I think
and
they're going to get into the
and
detail.
If they do actually stick true to it, a lot of them, they're going to have to reveal a lot of stuff that they wouldn't have told back then.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
a compelling movie.
But alternately,
I'm not saying.
Alternately,
why does it matter now?
Yeah,
they're all. Dr. Dre doesn't care who says what about him. Same
Ice
thing with
Cube.
The rest of them are dead.
Are we there yet? Seven now. Yeah. So I mean, obviously,
the rest of them are dead.
Ice Cube's not dead.
No, Ice Cube doesn't care though. He's in 22 Jump Street. He doesn't care. He's already sold out. He doesn't give a damn. Why would he give a damn?
Yeah, I mean,
I understand what you're saying, but I think will get the real story. I think people will see through it if it's not the real story.
I'm not saying they will smell bullshit.
Obviously. You know, Ice Cube can't portray he's this hardcore gangster like he used to. Neither could Dr. Dre.
Yeah. I mean, neither can.
Not when you fly in first class and you have your own private jet. It's hard to be hard. Yeah. You know?
Not when you step in a new pair of cases.
Rolling down the street, my 6'4". Yeah, your 64-foot jet.
I do want the movie to end with Domino, motherfucker.
Oh,
yeah. That was Ice Cube's first line in the movie.
It will.
Ice Cube's first. Domino!
It will.
Boys in the Hood? No?
Big fan of Boys in the Hood.
Love that movie, man.
Friday, I think, is much better, but I love Boys in the Hood.
I love Friday and Next Friday. God.
Yeah, but I mean, you got Lawrence Fishburne in Boys in the Hood, too.
Yeah, dude, love Lawrence Fishburne.
I'm a bigger fan of Menace to Society.
Oh, that's
you ever seen that? There's a scene in Menace to Society where he pulls up
Omar Epps.
And this dude's at the drive-thru.
I also
and he
like
gets
colors.
In the seat with a gun to him and says, I want your keys and your wheels. Instead, and a large cheeseburger. And it's the best line, dude. And then the next scene is him driving around in that dude's car, eating a cheeseburger. And it's like, wait, what did he just do? And yeah, it's like, wow.
I like Don't Be a Menace to Society.
No.
That one.
I don't like any of those.
That one's the funniest of all the ways.
That one's good.
Yeah. What else are we going to talk about?
Spider-Man. Donald Glover for Spider-Man. I'm not letting it go still. I'm not.
All right. Fucking go.
I'm okay with Donald Glover as Spider-Man.
I think he'd be a great Spider-Man.
Who's Donald Glover?
He was in Community.
Yeah.
The black kid in Community.
You're Danny Glover is
fun. He's not
Danny
Glover. They actually asked him about that. Yeah. He was on the Today Show just like Monday or Tuesday, and they asked him about that. And he's like, I know, I've never even met him. And Al Roker's like, well, here's Danny right now. And he wasn't, but
yeah.
Al Roker's hilarious.
Well, just to be on the safe side, if I were him, I'd probably put like a little, I'd put a little context Miles, bubble under his name on Miles anything Morales. He did and yeah. just go, no, I am not Danny Glover's son.
I really do. I think Donald Glover could be Peter Parker.
You mean Miles Morales?
I think it has to be Miles Morales.
I prefer Peter Parker's story more so than Miles's. And I don't care about race.
No.
It doesn't even come into the equation for me. As long as it's a good movie, because the last few Spider-Man movies, meaning all of them, have been shit.
Okay, well, Amazing Spider-Man 1.
They could have Jackie Chan play Spider-Man.
I would go watch that.
I would watch that.
Is
Spider-Man going to be? A totem for hell, and he has a giant robot? Nobody watched the Power Rangers Spider-Man show.
No,
you never watched
that.
The 70s Asian Spider-Man? You
know, I will say
awesome.
This, though.
I know of
if
it.
If I had to pick someone else to play a black Spider-Man, I think it's... I can't remember what his last name is, but it basically... Lil Bow Wow, all grown up. You know, what is Shad?
You mean Lil
something.
Bow Wow?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think he still goes by Lil Bow Wow.
It's Lil Bow Wow now.
Yeah. It's just Bow Wow.
Him, I think he could pull off a black Spider-Man really well. And a teenage one
Donald
at that.
Donald Glover.
I think if you're going to, you go with Donald
Glover.
Because he's a big fan of the franchise.
Oh, I think I saw him this morning. I was flipping through the channels and I saw Community came on and I flipped to it. So I think I know who you're talking about.
He's good actor. Literally the only black guy in Community.
Literally.
But he's great on that.
He's better off there than on The Walking Dead.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he'd survive a lot easier on Community.
Do we even want to talk about Walking Dead?
No. I've given up. I'm letting it go.
Yeah. What else have we got to talk about?
I mean, I haven't cared since the show started.
You want to talk about Spider-Man or Walking Dead?
Well, I kind of want to say something about The Walking Dead. But
It's cool. I got to use the bathroom.
I was gonna do that.
Walking Dead makes you want to take a dump.
There is.
Walking Dead makes you want to take a dump.
All right. Well, all I was gonna say was I actually liked the episode, but I know it was a filler episode. Just hold on. All right. So I can understand being on the road and kind of isolated from everyone. Being like super paranoid, extra cautious.
Well, it's not just isolated. Everyone they've met up to this point has been assholes.
To kill them. Yeah, but you know, if someone
I'm disappointed, they skipped Maggie's suicide attempt from the comic.
They cannot do that.
They will never kill off Maggie.
They didn't kill her off. But. Her and Glenn's relationship is too important to the show to have her be depressed.
Yeah, not to mention the fact if they kill her off, it'll be like it'll be like Rick's wife, kind of a death, or even worse. Yeah.
Well, if you look at the time of the show, it's only been like a week and a half between Herschel and Beth dying. So she lost the rest of her family
in the course of
like a week and a half. Yes, if she was going to be suicidal, yes,
that would have been the time.
I do agree with you that they are not paying enough attention to her because she should feel a little more something. But
because she seems entirely too shut down and too okay with
everything. And the way she hugged Glenn when Glenn came back from that little mission, she was like, "Oh, thank goodness Glenn is here." It didn't really show that. Yeah, she was depressed.
Yeah, it almost seemed like damsel in distress
kind of a mentality. And I don't know. They're making all of, and I'm not sure if they're doing this on purpose, but they're making all of the female characters more powerful in the show than they were in the comic book. And the way they were in the comic book made them more appealing. You know, they felt like real people. Everybody in the comic book feels like they're superheroes. Or in the movie, or in the show. They feel like they're superheroes. Nothing can affect them. Nothing can kill them. They're great. They're survivors. They don't feel like they have problems.
I'll definitely give you the characters don't seem as real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where it's losing me, man.
They kind of almost seemed a little caricatured at this point.
That's where it's losing me.
I'm not surprised by anything, and I'm not being compelled.
Yeah, because you can almost pretty much guess where it's going.
Every episode, I'm caring less and less about
it. I made the comment, because
section by section of the show, you know, in between commercial breaks, you're just like, oh, well, they're going to do this. This is going to happen, blah, 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 yada, yada.
I made comments last year. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I know exactly. Like,
yeah.
My fiance, when she'd watch it, so I wonder how long they're going to be. I can tell you, I know exactly how long they're going to be in here.
In Alexandria.
Right? I mean, I still like the acting.
I'm sure that's what they're going to call it.
I still think that they do good acting.
Oh,
but
superb show. Yeah, great direction.
But the story...
It's become predictable.
It's become predictable. New. And I really want to see Carl really step up and become his own man and just tell his dad.
Instead of being a babysitter.
Yeah, instead of being...
He's a babysitter.
Yeah, he's basically a glorified babysitter.
The baby, Rick was holding Judith, the baby's crying, he hands it to Carl, baby stops crying. Carl's a babysitter. Yeah. Which sucks because everybody who holds a baby ends up dying.
Yeah, but I would...
Judith is cursed. She's cursed.
Yeah.
Dang.
Mom first, and, you know, and everybody else. Now Tyrese is the latest.
And I think it's really kind of messed up, you know, where...
Don't ever hold babies.
where the guy who's tied up in the barn, he's telling Rick, it's like, I have applesauce in my bag. Feed her. If you don't, she will keep crying, and we will get walkers on our ass.
Yeah, and I understand.
And he's still sitting
there
going, oh, no, I got it. It's like, motherfucker.
Well, he doesn't trust that dude. That dude is a danger right there. The walkers are always a danger.
Okay, so as soon as he admitted to drinking the water... He could have said, or given the water, he could have said, fine. You want us to trust to drink this water? You want some water? Drink that. We have some.
And they did that.
Or.
Be careful. I would be careful.
Some of the guy, some of the applesauce. I would have done that too.
Yeah, but you know what? Eugene was wanting to drink the water last week in last week's episode. You know what? Eugene is practically useless at this point. Eugene is practically useless at this point. Make him be the food tester. Make him the food tester.
He is a good word for him.
He is a
food tester. But I was going to say this. I made the comment.
He becomes useful again.
Yeah, exactly. I made the comment last year.
In the comic book, he becomes useful.
Hell, in the Backflash, he's running around. No, he's running away from walkers like a scared little girl, and it's like, I can't get away from
Eugene redeems himself and actually becomes very valuable. But anyway, I made the comment a lot of times last year that in the earlier seasons, there was risk. It felt like everyone was in danger.
Yeah.
And last season, it didn't feel like anyone was in danger. And now, it feels like...
Everyone's up for grabs.
No, it feels like everyone is safe. They ain't going to kill Rick. They're not going to kill Carl. They're not going to kill Judith. Carol's safe. Maggie's safe. Glenn's safe. Everybody's safe.
I mean, I felt like that about the comic book for a long time at this
point. No, in the comic book, they consistently killed people. Well, no, but every arc, there were people
dying.
This
is all I have to say. There's two ways to end this. Either everyone gets out, or people get out, or... They just all die. Just kill them already. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Walking Dead, die. Over. I'm sick of the show, sick of the comic.
And the way that they ended... Sunday's episode, they got to the gates of Alexandria, you know, all of them are standing there going, we made it. And, you know, I almost half expected
they
would just end it right there. The show right there.
I thought they were kind of, you know... Anxious, excited, you know. We're not sure what to expect, but we're hoping for the best.
Yeah.
Right now,
and they heard kids playing.
They heard kids playing.
The comic, the next arc was one of my favorites.
Well, they've already hinted to Negan coming into things. From the poster.
Before Negan.
Oh, okay.
Well, look.
Okay.
So, which unfortunately I think they'll probably sum it up in the last three episodes.
Well, you think we'll see Negan, though, this year?
Okay. Well,
no.
They hinted to him in the poster.
If we do, we'll see him briefly at the end.
Like a governor sort of turning around and looking at you.
But see, they've got two arcs before Negan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Glance over that real quick.
Right, but that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking the next arc
is the larger world arc.
Yeah.
No, there's one arc before larger
there's
world.
There's two, but that's the one before Negan.
Yeah, right. That's going to be the first half of next season.
You don't think we'll see Negan by the end? You said just a hint.
Well,
I don't
know. Look, Gus.
They need to get into Alexandria's bigger place in the story
we're
early.
We're going to see there, they're going to glance over the first arc, which was actually one of the better arcs. And it's
when they first
two
got there.
Episodes.
Yeah,
I don't even think it'd be that much.
Well, look, guys.
Not a lot happens. There's a lot of dialogue, a lot of character growth, but that's not what this show is about. That's not what this show is about.
Four?
I think there's four.
Yeah, but Gomer, look, not for nothing.
Yeah.
But all I can say is, look, I'm glad the show's doing well. I'm glad it has the fan base it has. But all I can say is this, is that I hope it doesn't drag out and progressively get worse and worse and worse.
It will.
You know, Well, look, I just hope that they, like, if it
gets
to
the
point.
He doesn't read the comic book, does he?
No.
I have read it before.
You're not up to date.
All right, look, yeah, I'm not up to date. All right, get over it.
Well, no, I'm just saying. But look, you would have a better understanding of why we were making the comments. All right,
and I get that.
Realistically.
All right, well, look, what I'm trying to say is I hope they end the show on a high note.
It won't end.
Like they did with Sons of Anarchy. I hope they end it correctly. Because, well, look, Sons of Anarchy wanted to end it on a high note.
That's the point. Yes. This is going to end when it no longer makes Kirkman money.
When it's no longer financially viable.
Another show, actually, another show.
When Invincible becomes a show and Kirkman moves from Invincible.
Is that what they're calling it?
What?
Cobalt, the other show that's supposed to start.
Yeah, it's not even been greenlit yet. Pilot has been greenlit, but it's not been picked up. Well, which is hard to believe for a show like that.
Well, the next arc is where they started losing me with the comic book.
Well, look, I just hope they don't drag
Carl
on the
gets
show
the
forever.
Pierce brain.
I don't think they'll do that.
Nah. They're not going to do that in the show. But, I mean, they do a shot where you can see through his head. And they tried to renege it in the comic book.
They're not going
to
do that, too.
It's just, I know they're not going
to. It was a huge mistake for Kirkman to go in that direction.
So yeah.
It was.
So was cutting freaking Rick's hand off.
No, that worked for me early on.
There were, yeah. If he was going to die.
No.
But now at this point, it's a waste.
Well, I mean, I got to the
now
point.
He's like Ash.
Yeah, he feels super useless, though.
Well,
he is.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying.
Well,
look, Carl and Rick are the most. The fact that they're still the proponent of the comic book seems completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, look, in the trades,
well,
I got to the point where Carl lost his eye.
That's why I've lost so much interest in the comic book.
Carl is, in the comic, has become
completely unnecessary.
Yeah, just. I just don't believe him anymore. I don't believe his
character.
He's
not a believable
character
yet. He's not believable at all.
Rick is. I mean, they've tried to make him more useful, but
he's worthless. Let's move on. Remember, we said no, we weren't going to talk about The Walking Dead.
Yeah,
you know what I finally got to see is the Fantastic Four trailer.
And
I'm not excited.
Did you even
know? Congratulations! You joined the club.
If you didn't know that it was a Fantastic Four trailer, would you have even been able to guess that that's the property that trailer was based on?
Just be another one of them cheesy alternate reality sci-fi movies.
In all fairness, it showed up on my feed, and I didn't see the very beginning, so I just watched the trailer. I was like, "What is this?"
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's Fantastic Four. And I watched it again. I was like, ah.
You can see Ben.
That's what happened with all of us.
Yeah, you can see Ben Grimm, but yeah, it's not good.
It's not good.
Thing about it is, with the property, the producers really needed to knock it out of the park. They needed to really sell me on seeing this movie. Marvel could just say, hey, we're doing a movie next month. We're not sure what it is, but we'll tell you when we know. And I'd be like, all right, where do I get my tickets?
Yeah, exactly.
But they really needed to
You got to buy the tickets.
And then we'll tell you.
Then we'll tell you.
How many do you want me to buy? Yeah. How many do you want me to buy? Yeah.
When you get into the movie theater, then you'll see it. You'll know what it is.
And I bet I'll still be like, thank you, Marvel. Thank you.
Yeah,
they should do that.
It was, 2 weeks ago, Gomer? We were talking about this, or 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And he was saying this. And he said that they're already talking about releasing a second movie.
No, it's already greenlit.
Before they even release the first one.
Already
it's like
in pre-production.
I don't understand how you can go to make a. I still can't understand how you go to make
it's
a second
all about
movie.
Profit.
Yeah, I know it's all about profit. But
that's
I just,
how you get it.
I just don't understand how
that's
you
why
can
we
do
have
that.
A Fast
when you
Furious all right, 7. All right.
Did you ever see the movie The Producers or
no.
the play?
You should watch that. Okay. And you'll understand.
That will explain everything. Because the sad thing is a lot truer.
They're going to make their money back regardless. They don't care.
The movie could be crap.
And people
kids are
going to
buy the toys.
They still could have made a Fantastic Four 3.
Well, look,
why do you never? Why do you never see a weekend where there's two blockbuster movies coming out?
Well, look,
why?
Here,
because they work together to make sure that the only movie you're going to want to see this weekend is our movie. Next weekend is your weekend. This weekend is our weekend. This weekend we make all of our money.
Yeah,
back.
But
because you have another choice.
Yeah, but look, here's the thing: if you release the first. Look, if you've already greenlit the making for the second one, and they're already in production to make it, and the first one hasn't even been released yet, and people go see it and they realize that it was an absolutely shitty movie, do you think they're going to make their money back after they done spin it for the second one?
That's
no, they're
what
not.
Missing.
People are not going to want to go see the second one.
They make their money back. It doesn't matter, dude.
Okay,
people
like
this
see
is
it.
Exactly the reason why the Transformer movies have already been greenlit
and have
like
been crap. Everyone's been crap
already.
I liked them,
But here's
and
exactly.
You're one of the few, though. Yes. And just like you are one of those few, the few people who love that FF movie are the ones who are going to make it its money.
Yes.
And that's how you get a second one before the first one has even been seen by anyone.
All right.
And I don't agree with it either.
I'll give
what
it the
were we talking about earlier? Capitalism.
All right,
that's what it's about.
All right, look, I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. I'm hoping that it will be a decent
The thing
movie.
About the benefit of the doubt is there has to be some sort of doubt.
Yeah, here's
they've
the
already been given most three FF movies to do, and they screwed them up.
Wait, what three?
Yeah, there's a you've never seen the original.
You've never
one
seen the Roger
really,
Corman
really,
one.
Really
the
bad.
Original bad one.
It's really right.
The Roger
really
Corbin.
Bad
it's so bad they were afraid.
Oh, the one that was done what back in the 70s?
Back in
the '90s.
You can only find it on VHS.
I've never seen
that.
Yeah, it's,
you can't find it on DVD.
But they've been given opportunities and they have dropped the ball.
They have.
That's all
hush,
doubt
hush
is gone.
This.
You need to pay me to
it's
see your
It's just like
movie.
You can't find the
which they might
the level
Punisher
of,
movie.
Or the original Captain America.
So it's like it's like that South Park episode where Stan and Kenny try to get their money back from Mel Gibson for The Passion of the Christ. It's like, fucker, this movie sucked. I want my 18
matter.
Bucks back.
Doesn't nope. matter,
doesn't
man.
How better scenario was is basically Randall from Clerks in the cartoon basically putting people on trial.
Oh god, I remember that. I'm glad you brought that up.
What else we got? I can't believe we talked about the Fantastic Four movie this long.
Yeah,
it should have only taken about 30 seconds.
Yeah. Well, the reason I think about it is because I tried watching that Walking Dead episode, and as I'm watching, all I can think is Andrew Lincoln would make a really good Reed Richards.
He's a little short, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's got the scrawny, he's got kind of the gray on the side.
Yeah.
He'd make a good Reed Richards.
So I've been more excited by Gotham than Walking Dead.
Oh, Gotham was good.
I still haven't gotten caught up on
it. I haven't watched last week's episode, but I do have something to say about Gotham, and it has to do with the previous week's episode with the boy laughing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That boy did such a good job. He has convinced the internet that he is the Joker. Yeah. Internet, he is not the Joker.
Dude, Gotham Red Hoods? Seriously, you think that kid is the Joker and you hear
Gotham
about the
has
Red
been
Hood?
Doing this all season.
Oh my god.
The
right,
comedian.
There's supposed to be somebody. There's
there's hits.
There's supposed to be somebody who could be the Joker
in
every
episode. But the internet is convinced that kid is the he is
so
not
it's a
the
giant
Joker.
Game of Clue.
Not really.
Because
in Clue, there is somebody
who
did it.
Or Guess Who. My bad.
No, in Guess Who, there actually is someone. I am convinced that Gotham is not going to shit on their biggest cash cow, and that's the mystery of who their villains are. They're not going to do that. They're not going to say, this guy's the Joker.
He did it really good. They flashed. I think they enhanced the smile.
He did a really good job.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
he did a great job. I don't think
there's a giant group of people on the internet who think Oswald Cobblepot is going to become the Joker.
It's,
What? That's a
wait,
really
whoa. Hey. Back up.
Explain
this.
Because he's not fat.
Nope.
Because of some of the things he said earlier on.
But it doesn't matter
because
his name's Oswald Cobblepot.
Because of how much he kills at random in the show. Because of all the little jokes he pulls. And just because of his facial
Historically
structure.
Speaking,
you can hear my eye roll, can't you?
All right.
Hold on,
let's give this for historically speaking, in the original 30s comic, Batman's father was killed by a random street thug.
Yes.
That later then became the Red Hood.
No.
No.
Red Hood was a gang, and they hired a random guy to pose as their leader.
Yep.
This guy was just some dude. Batman is, while stopping the Red Hood gang, follows their leader. The leader can barely get the helmet off and is trying to explain to Batman that he is simply some dude that took money. Batman knocks him into a vat of chemicals.
And he turns into the Joker.
Accidentally, and he becomes the Joker.
But this has been rewritten and retold. There is no official origin canon for the Joker.
The only thing that they know
is like
that he
variants.
Was some guy.
There's no official origin.
Other than
canon.
He wore a Red Hood.
Him being in the Red Hood gang is still not officially canon.
No, that's officially canon.
Not in Snyder's run.
Not in Snyder's.
And that's official canon
right now.
In the Red Hood gang from Zero Year, Joker was not in there.
No, but the issue Zero, they put the Joker in the Red Hood gang.
Oh, did they?
That was early into the run. But yes, no, he is.
So maybe he is.
Yes.
But I mean,
because that's where.
So the Joker originally didn't kill.
Yeah, he did. In the first issue, he kills.
In all fairness, the Red Hood thing,
he was kind of innocent.
I'm talking like in the original 30s.
Yes, in the original 30s, the reason the Joker is such a pivotal villain in all of comic book history, he was the first villain to kill somebody. In his first appearance, he announced on the radio he would kill somebody at the stroke of midnight.
Yeah,
and out of nowhere, the guy starts laughing, and he laughs till he dies. He literally laughs till all the oxygen leaves his lungs. It was a really big deal at the time because he was the first time a comic book villain killed somebody. He goes on to kill three people in that first appearance. And Batman doesn't catch him at the end of the issue.
Yeah.
It was a really, really big deal.
And then it goes on and on.
And the Joker reveals to Batman later that he was somebody that that Batman had met before. And Batman.
I don't think that's in canon, man.
I don't think the Red Hood stuff is. I thought it was still in Scott Snyder's current run
with you have Joker who can't be killed, he was still just some regular Red Hood guy.
Because, hold on. Because
Scott Snyder's current run is all a Batman dream.
Easy.
It could be.
Well, the thing is that they have to...
Don't play with my emotions like that.
One character makes that
whole dream. I woke up. We were in a comic book.
It really sucks. Right?
And there's this baby talking.
Then I'm going to pull out this semantical argument. The only reason it's totally for sure in canon, because Red Hood and the Outlaws, Todd takes the name the Red Hood, because Batman took on the name Batman because he was terrified of bats.
And he was terrified of Joker because
the Joker scares Jason Todd.
Death of the family.
Death of the family.
Death
in the family. That he took on the mantle
that
the Joker once had because he scared him more than anything.
In this current volume of Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Yes, he is still...
I didn't read that. They maintain the origin.
Who did?
I didn't like Firestar in that. Yeah. Isn't that her name?
Yeah.
Firestar? I didn't like her in that. Too big of a slut for me.
But they also
Starfire.
Starfire.
Who am I? Who did I say?
Firestar.
Who's Firestar? She's a mutant.
Yeah, she's a mutant.
She's from Spider-Man. Amazing Friends.
Dude, how comes I can get every Transformer name right, but I can't keep up with the Marvel names?
I don't know.
Because you suck.
I do. Nosecone. Yes. Who the hell's going to remember his name's Nosecone?
Yeah, well, other than the fact that there's
a cone that looks like a nosecone.
What else we got?
Well, remember that that faux documentary that I was talking about a couple weeks ago that Dragons of Fantasy made real?
Oh, yeah, the one with they had the Hell of the Apache versus the dragon.
Don't even start with me again about that.
That was a real thing. I thought that's what we talked about.
No.
Yeah, that was.
It was a faux documentary, like a National Geographic documentary of
this
dragons.
This was National Geographic?
Yeah.
Anyways.
This is deja vu all over.
Anyways, it came on Discovery Life, and I managed to watch a good majority of it. And
okay.
I enjoyed it. Well, I really got to enjoy it properly this time.
Okay.
And
I finally
realized who was doing the narrating for it.
Lee Schreiber.
No.
Who?
Samuel Jackson.
No, Patrick Stewart.
Oh, nice. Yes. How did you not know Patrick Stewart's voice from immediately?
Well, it just didn't click.
No, that's cool. No.
Yeah.
No, I remember we had some conversation.
Because he was kind of embellishing a little bit, so it took me a little while.
Because we brought up Reign of Fire.
Yeah.
The best dragon movie ever.
No.
Dragon Slayer.
Watching 12 Monkeys.
Two Oscar winners.
What?
12 Monkeys.
Wait, the movie or the show? Yeah.
Oh, the show?
It should be the show.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched them show yet.
They, of course, have gone their own way on it. They have to. But I like it. Yeah, the first episode kind of harkens back to it, but
one of those films
surprised me. It's on sci-fi.
One of those films in Bruce Willis' string of surprise
stuff happening in the future as well.
Yeah. So you get a bit more of the future rolling on there instead of the just straight mainly.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, the 12 Monkeys movie.
Yeah.
A school.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
A school that I went to, my history teacher, he was.
Time Bandits.
My history teacher at one of the schools that I went to, he was part of a reenacting army group of the French army. They have like all the you know, the uniforms, the guns, everything. Uh-huh. He was actually, him and his group were actually in the movie where it was taking place during World War II in France.
That's cool.
Or World War One, it was one of the two, but still. Yeah. So yeah, him and his group were actually in that movie. So I actually knew someone from the movie. Yeah.
That's it.
But what's the TV show doing, Larry? I haven't watched it. I've read a little bit about it. But what's the TV show doing?
I didn't necessarily want to spoil anything. I was just saying, I've been really surprised about it. My fiance never seen the movie, and I was like, okay. And she wanted to see it. I was like, okay, we'll watch it.
Has Brad Pitt ever been in anything bad?
Right. And I loved the movie, so I was so skeptical.
World War Z?
Troy?
It was good except for the end. Troy, maybe.
Yeah. Troy, yeah, that one.
Eric Bana ruined that.
Hey, he was good.
Eric Bana is the only thing that kills it.
Hey, he was good in Cool World.
The bad thing about World War Z was the Mountain Dew commercial, you know, where he's like, stops in the middle, cracks open the Mountain Dew, throws the can, like bumps the machine.
I thought World War Z, the pacing at the beginning, the actual oncoming of the zombie disease was awesome, but the end was just, oh my goodness, just stop watching it. As soon as he gets to the CDC, just turn it off and just imagine everyone dies. It's better than the ending they gave.
Which is not the ending that they intended for the film. The ending that they intended for the film was a lot more brutal.
Yeah. And what a great book. If you haven't read that book, it's awesome. It's so good. It's nothing like the movie. But it's so good.
But it is. The book is told from a series of tales.
It's like a collection.
It's like a reporter who goes out and gets interviews, and these are the interviews.
It's done in a very interesting way, which at the time I hadn't seen a book do something like that.
It's in a way where it reads really fast because every story just goes by so quick.
Yeah,
it's a really good book.
The book's like a collection of oral history.
The oral history.
Yeah, the premise of the book is after the World War Z, the zombie war. They hire this guy to go and interview all the people from around the world to get like a big report. Like they had the 9/11 report.
Yes.
They want the World Zombie War report.
Yeah.
Well, these are all the interviews and whatnot that didn't make that report.
Yes.
That he felt still needed to be out there. Which, man, I've read that book like three times.
I want to see North Korea. Because they were like talking about like the population of North Korea
just disappeared. And they don't know. They don't want to send anybody to check because they're thinking that they're going to open up this bunker and millions of zombies are going to come out. So,
you know,
great book.
Just make sure you have the flu before you open the door. Right?
Where they did the World War Z book, the way the stories are.
No, I haven't seen that. What is
it? No,
it would be amazing.
Yeah, that would be
awesome. That would be like a TV series.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like a Twilight Zone sort of.
Every episode's a different part of the story.
That would be a good pickup for Netflix, but I don't know how well the movie did.
Dude, that would be cool.
You can have different actors and actresses every episode. An anthology.
It'd be a great anthology series.
It'd be like a spaghetti... You know, a spaghetti anthology where it would just be awesome.
Oh, man. I'd watch that.
Yeah.
I should talk to somebody.
The budget for that would be huge if they're going to, like, travel.
I don't know if...
Yeah, because they'd have to go everywhere.
But I would like to see a Battle of Yonkers.
Oh, dude. It would be really
it would be sweet.
If it's done well.
It'd be cool, but
I'd love to.
What else we got? Go ahead, Josh. Sorry, you want to stay on zombies? Yeah,
no, other movie news. While we were away, I managed to see Kingsman: Secret Service. It was better than I thought it was going to be, and I thought it was going to be awesome.
I've heard so many good things.
I
recommend it. I went and saw the sneak peek.
Yeah, literally, it was James Bond on ultra adrenaline. Nice. I loved every minute of it.
Plain and simple,
it is what James Bond movie should be. It is the James Bond movie of this generation.
I like James Bond.
And I hope they make more of them.
Mark Millar. I would say
half James Bond, half Austin Powers.
Yeah,
it had some comedy to it.
Yeah, it had some comedy in there. I haven't seen it, but I read a couple reviews about it. And
it's definitely worth seeing.
I was actually going to go see it the other night. But
there's some jokes
they were saying that
like
there's
really
a deleted
really
scene
well.
With Michael Caine.
Yeah, Michael Caine, and it was like real, like, you know, old school aristocracy British, the way he played the role. Which was good.
I've heard great things. Yeah, I definitely. Yeah. You know, when Larry says a movie's good, it's really good.
He hates everything.
Now, on the flip side of this,
like 2 days ago, we couldn't make it.
Now, on the flip side of this, the other movie I saw was 50 Shades of Grey, and I said I was going to see it.
Yeah, you did.
Now look.
Did you go by yourself?
Did you find a dry seat?
Huh?
Not a dry seat.
No, there was no plastic covers on the seat. There was no wet seats. I didn't have to worry.
Yeah.
I
heard 50 Shades of Grey was a bad movie. Not just a bad, like, 50 Shades of Grey. It was just a bad movie.
All right, now...
It's got one of the lowest scores on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it... All right.
You want to chime in?
Being put together as a movie, it was done...
Can I say something about 50 Shades of Grey?
Go ahead.
Did you watch 50 Shades of Grey?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Okay, so... I saw it with my fiance.
Good for you.
We're in the theater, and it was a strange roller coaster from a comedy
to a
porno
to an endurance
test. I mean, I was watching a naked chick getting flogged while tied to a bed, and I was bored.
I have to kind of admit, I was really let down by it.
I can watch porn for free.
Look, hey guys, I can understand where he is coming from.
The interesting thing coming from Fifty Shades of Grey is the Melanie Griffin and her daughter going at it.
That was great.
That was pretty good. Right, that's the only thing from the Oscars I did watch.
She's got to be tired of hearing all this Fifty Shades of Grey nonsense.
Now look, I can understand where he is coming from, because the BDSM scenes that were in the movie really let me down, because one, they were not nearly as heavy handed as I personally like.
It's a movie for everybody.
Yeah, I know. But two, the scenes, they were not like real live action scenes where it just has a camera and it just shows them going through the motions, because it was a
scene.
The scenes were slow
motion.
It's
a movie based on a book that the BDSM community actually says
it does more harm than good. But the scenes in the movie were like slow motion, fade to fade.
Yeah, I heard it was bad.
And it was so bad the way they did it like that. It could have been so much better.
Yeah. Secretary, if you want to watch a BDSM,
I love Secretary.
And there's a movie coming out called My Mistress from Australia that is crazy.
I love Secretary.
Really strange turn it out.
We took off.
All right, My Mistress looks crazy.
It does.
I mean,
let's head back to Albuquerque.
And if you need your fix for BDSM, there's a graphic novel back there called Sunstone
by Stephen Sejic.
Stephen Sejic.
I was thinking about getting it anyways.
Well, you should. It's easily the most heartwarming BDSM story you will ever. Yeah.
So there's convergence going on.
Yes. No,
from BDSM to convergence. Fact, that's a nice segue.
DC summer event. Not even summer. Pretty much a spring
about
event.
About BDSM.
Yeah. No,
I'm actually trying to cover some comics in the podcast.
Yeah. Hey, we are trying to all.
Hold on. Convergence is DC's spring event going into summer, where they fix 50 years of continuity.
For Larry, actually.
Crisis.
Fraggle Rock comic.
The Crisis.
I've seen it.
Yeah, they've had it for quite some time, Fraggle Rock. Yeah. But Convergence is. It looks like it's going to try to fix
lots of things.
A lot of the continuity problems. If you look at Marvel Secret Wars, it looks like it's going to be like a reset back to the classic iterations of Marvel characters. Now, that's just fine and good, because most fans like the classic iterations of those characters. Captain America, Steve Rogers. Thor is Odin's son. Iron Man is a decent guy not selling drugs to people.
Yes.
And that's currently what's happening.
That's
what he's doing.
But I just
Thor's
like,
not
but
Thor.
Who wants decent guy Tony
DC,
Stark?
I'm enjoying...
He might go back to the sauce.
I'm enjoying what Tom... He's on the sauce now.
He's on the sauce.
I'm enjoying what Tom Taylor's doing, but that's besides my point.
I'm loving what Tom Taylor's doing.
DC has a problem because the classic iterations of their characters...
Are awful.
...are not necessarily the fans' favorites.
No.
Batman, no. Superman, definitely not. Wonder Woman, hell no. Not after the past 3 years she's had. They will have the
new
Wonder Woman.
Green Lantern, Green Lantern's great in the late 70s, 80s, 90s.
Stupid Superman.
Bit of 2000s. But Green Lantern, the classic, isn't good. My favorite Green Lantern story is still...
It's Kyle Rayner.
No, How Jordan Becoming Parallax. The Road to Parallax is great.
That's still one of the
best. That was good.
Cyborg
was that
Superman destroying
this?
But no, it was written by Ron Mars.
Yeah,
but no.
I picked up Green Lantern after he became Parallax and was defeated. So everything before that point, I need to reread.
But anyway,
or I just need to read, period.
Looking at these two events, you know, comparing them, because it's really easy to compare the two.
Yes.
Marvel is in a lot better state because they know exactly who their fans want as these heroes. They know who Tony Stark is at his core, who Steve Rogers is at his core. And that's what the fans want.
And you know
that's what they're doing on the screen. DC, they might pick the wrong Batman For example, they might pick the wrong Star Sapphire. They might pick.
I want them to pick. Then they're screwed. Gotham by
and then they
yeah, right. It's really cool looking. Yeah. Really terrible story.
But then they painted themselves into a corner.
If DC wanted to do fan service, most of the characters would be based off the anime versions.
Well, but that's the thing. Don't you want to sell books? That's what fan service is about. Making money, selling out.
Those tend to seem to be the most popular version.
I was still kind of hoping they would make a second Green Lantern.
Well, there's three Green Lanterns right now.
Four, if you really think about it.
Well, no, I mean a movie.
Guy.
Well, I was counting Guy. I don't count Kyle anymore because he's a White Lantern.
But Guy's a Red Lantern.
He's going back to green.
No, guys, I mean a movie.
Oh,
like a second Green Lantern movie. Well, I mean, I was kind of hoping they would because of the way it left it off with Sinestro taking on the Yellow Ring.
They will do a new Green Lantern movie, but it will be in the sequence of the new DC movies that are coming out after Batman Superman. So it will be a totally new one. It won't be Ryan Reynolds, although he'll be in the best Deadpool. He'll be in the best comic book movie of that year.
I thought he did a good job of playing Green Lantern.
He did a great job of Green Lantern. It was just a terrible movie.
Yeah.
Parallax sucked. The Green Lantern stuff seemed like he was. But it wasn't big enough.
Here's the thing about Secret Wars and Convergence.
Yes.
Secret War, Marvel's been doing a good job of letting the writers just do whatever they want. They're like, hey, we're going to reset.
In the build-up, too.
In the build-up, too.
52 has had a noose around its neck saying, no, you're a leash. You're going exactly where we tell you to go. Eternal.
Here's the thing. Yes, here's the thing.
Yeah.
New 52 have written themselves into a corner where they've done everything so different that they can't get back to the core values.
And now that's what Convergence is supposed to do. But they might pick the wrong core values because their core values are so all over the place.
And they've lost every dream team that they had going there for a minute.
Creative
team.
Jeff
Lemire now.
Charles Soule, they lost.
All they got is Scott Snyder and Capullo.
The only reason they have Snyder is because
they're not
of
even Capullo, actually. He's leaving
Batman. Oh, that sucks. Batman's going to tank.
Capullo.
I'm gonna not care about it.
It's their strongest selling book, and it will continue.
No, I'm saying that in my mind, it
because Capullo's art really makes sense.
Well, you know, I know I haven't read a lot lately, but all I can say really is this: is that sometimes, because I hear how much you guys bitch about people leaving this and people leaving that and not being up to snuff and da 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 da.
Yeah,
and
creative team.
And sometimes
that's a valid point. Jules is awful whiny.
All right. Well,
most valid point. Yeah,
the most valid look. Sometimes, there are times when I really think that, as long as these series have been going on, sometimes what I think is they should go back to the very beginning
and retell origin stories.
We'll start at the very beginning.
That's with the beginning
with the books that they have.
Do you want them to retell origin stories?
Never again.
That's the beginning.
Look, Batman's parents died. She was really sad about it.
Uncle Ben died.
Well, no, I mean, scrap everything that's been done already.
They've done that.
Why?
And
they've done that three times.
Well, no, but
the characters you know.
Exactly. Well, exactly.
There's an expectation that the origin, regardless of the iteration, that the origin is at least.
Well, sometimes
along the same
there's just so many.
Not even the origin, the character. Because if you look at the Ultimate Spider-Man, Peter Parker, he had a totally, not totally, but it was a kind of different origin.
Yeah, but I mean, it was a similar thing.
He had been longer.
Well, what I'm saying is that sometimes they go back and do the origin story so many times that there's minute differences in each
one.
There's
no need for an origin story.
Yeah, but sometimes they just make so many. It's like, well, are you talking about this origin story or this origin
story
or that one?
That's the
that
problem.
One or that one.
Into.
That's the problem.
And that's what I'm saying.
But
they need
to
scrap all of that and start from the and start and make just one line.
They had that with All Star.
Hold on. Yes. And second thing, DC's done that four times.
Exactly. Marvel doesn't have to do that.
Marvel has never done that.
Because they pick and choose their continuity. Yes. They don't let continuity dictate story. If someone comes with a good story, they will ignore continuity to make sure that story gets
they'll
told.
Just make it
They've
like
done
a,
it before.
That's why we have such a convoluted Wolverine.
Why do we have Silk? Because they rewrote Spider-Man's origin story.
Yes.
50 years after Spider-Man's origin.
And
they've
the only
rewritten
thing they did,
it, and it works.
It was just like, oh, hey, there's something going on in the back. That's it. Then that's all they did.
DC doesn't do that.
No.
When DC wants to change something
big, they
change
the
whole thing. Nuclear missile it, right? Nuclear bomb. And then they start filling in details. But what they're filling in with those details in is the rubble left over from the nuclear bomb.
Okay.
And that's the parts people really like.
Okay.
The problem with Convergence, the problem... And I don't have a problem with Secret Wars. The problem is when they do this, when they start all over.
Yeah.
For some people, they throw away everything that you just cared about.
Yes.
Completely. Just say, oh, I know you just spent
a couple hundred bucks.
10 years reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the argument they had with, like, one day more.
And with the new 52.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or one more day.
One more day. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
But yes.
Did you see that's what I put as my favorite Spider-Man?
You're just an awful screw with person.
Nobody said anything.
No, but you're an awful person. Because nothing should be said.
Because you should just know what you did
people,
was wrong.
And people knew, oh, he's fucking around.
All right, so what are we saying?
Yeah, so Convergence is
bad. Convergence is bad because with the new 52, they tried to go in and told it, like you said, scrap all the origins, go all new origins, from start origin,
and just have one origin.
Yes.
All right, yeah.
It didn't work. They wrote themselves into circles. They said, okay, you got to make it super different. You can't make it like Superman has to be an a-hole and wear cargo pants.
But they made it so different that people couldn't understand it.
No, they made it so different that the writers and the artists were sick of it.
What they did, put them in JNCOs. That would be different, right?
Batman and Green Lantern, for the most part, stay the same. Wonder Woman changed drastically, but people loved it.
Yeah. Yes.
Brian Azzarello kept drawing, and he was like, dude, I'm over.
Like, Dr. Fate changed a little. Oh, no, The Stranger.
The Stranger changed
almost completely, and people hated it. And they're like, oh, well, people like this part of the new 52, but they like this part of After Crisis and like this. Yeah.
That's stupid.
So, he's not supposed again, to what they're going to try to do is pick and choose their favorite parts.
Yeah.
They made Animal Man really cool.
Oh, yeah. And oh, gosh, they made Animal Man.
And then
And you know what they did?
But no, Jeff Lemire made Animal Man, and then they canceled his book.
Yeah,
and then he's like, "Screw you, I'm leaving."
And then he was like, "Fine, I'll do Green Arrow."
It was awesome.
And then he's like, "Actually, you know what? I'm out of here. I'm gonna go write Hawkeye now."
The problem with them is, you guys, I'm going to Marvel.
Consistency.
They don't have a consistent creative team.
Is this,
for example, when you get Brian Michael Bendis writing for the same publisher for 20 years now?
Yep.
He inherently understands the universe he's writing for. He can jump from Avengers to X-Men and have it be a successful book.
Because they haven't been with Jonathan in 20 years.
Still staying continuity.
Yes. Exactly. Same thing with Jonathan Hickman. They can't do that at DC because they don't have the people in place who have been there. What do they got? Dan Didio?
Paul Meade.
Time for final thoughts. Jules.
There's nothing good about reboots. There is nothing good about them.
I like a reset.
But the aftermath...
I like a reset, not a reset. Reboot.
Okay, yeah. Not a reboot.
But yeah, reboots suck.
I'm over crises on infinite other places for 52 worlds.
I'm cool with Secret Wars.
Wait. Good night, Elaine.
Thanks to the Square Table alum, Redshirt Steve sent me a card up here to the shop congratulating me and the amazing Amanda on our newly coming baby. Eleanor, Ellie. We got to think of a cool prefix for her
name. You gonna name her after a video game character?
Should she be easy? What, Ellie?
I'm named after Eleanor Roosevelt, the baddest bitch in political history.
Yeah, she was.
She was.
She can't be easy.
Margaret
As in, like, the hardest guy that was in an NWA?
Really?
What?
Shitting on poor people is really easy to do. And that's what Margaret Thatcher did.
Yeah,
Helping poor people is harder to do than shitting on them.
No, see, that also
That's why Eleanor, not
no,
Margaret.
No.
Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah.
You said just, badass.
It's harder.
Margaret Thatcher.
Hey, it's harder to get people in charge.
She is a hard ass. Yeah. She's a hard
She has
ass.
Had more punk songs written about her than anyone else.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it's harder.
You know that you are the man when punk bands are writing songs.
Yeah, I mean, on par with Ronald Reagan.
Yeah. You mean Saint Reagan?
Eleanor Roosevelt, badass.
She was
same
a
way, like,
badass.
She was actually awesome. Called Mother Teresa as a badass.
She was.
I don't know if badass is the appropriate term.
That's how I'm using it.
Right. And besides, it's harder to get someone a job than it is to just drop a deuce on them. So let's just be honest.
So thank you, Richard Steve. We miss you. And his wife. I'm not sure if he wants her name mentioned. I don't care.
Probably not.
Thanks, Steve. We miss
you. For the
record,
I haven't been ignoring that email. Steve sent me an email, and I haven't had a chance to respond.
Oh.
they are trying to start their own podcast up there.
Oh, awesome. Well, definitely let us know, dude. Our Geekery will definitely, you know, pimp that shit for you. Because that's what we love to do. Pimping shit.
Who are we, exhibit?
Yeah.
Yo, dog!
We heard you like podcasts! So we put a podcast!
Spider-Man now!
We put a podcast in your podcast! So you can listen while you listen.
And Snape killed Dumbledore!
No. We heard you like origin stories. We got you new parents. They're way cooler than your other ones. They're going to die, though.
Yeah!
Josh, final thought.
All right. My final thought was I went to the Ducati demo day, like I said I was going to.
It was freezing cold.
Yeah, yeah. But luckily, I got my mother to let me borrow her car when it happened, so I was able to drive up there and not ride my motorcycle.
But you went there to test drive a motorcycle.
I still brought my helmet and my leathers, okay. though.
That would be the cold
part. I just didn't want to be too cold.
Yeah. So was it fast? Did you go fast?
Was it furious?
Here was the issue.
Was it seven?
Here was the issue.
Did you go from building to building? Yeah. That looks awesome.
Guys.
Sorry, Josh.
Here was the issue. I could not even ride them. It was not a demo day. It was just an open house.
Oh, so you just... That's a disappointing story.
I was so pissed.
Next story. Final thought.
No, seriously, I was so pissed. And we couldn't even, like, start them up, really. We were only able to start up the Scrambler, which is the trails bike. The 1299 Panigale, the super bike, I couldn't even start it up.
They weren't doing any smoke?
No, because Ducati was under express orders from Bologna, Italy, to not start them, do not do anything with them.
Why?
Because they're
a-holes?
Yeah, because they were... No,
that's
because,
a great way to sell a bike. Well, yeah, hey, look at this bike.
Yeah,
because
they were...
Look at the bike.
Yeah, because
you got the bike. You know it.
Yeah, because they were...
I'm from Bologna. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, because they were just pimping up
the... Are you sure it's not a French company?
It's an Italian company.
Yeah, you just...
gotta have the bike.
But I'm wearing a Ducati shirt right now. I know Ducati, all right? But it was basically just... It was basically just a tease day.
That sucks.
Yeah, I know. I was so pissed.
They have those every night.
Italians don't have to tease.
The little club downtown.
Yeah, if you just but honestly, if it's a dealership, isn't it coming and look at the bikes day every day? You can go in and look at the bikes.
Yeah, but I thought it was a test ride day. And they said, oh, no, we're doing that another day. I'm like, what the fuck did I come up here for then?
That sucks. Oh, I was excited to hear.
Hell, I could just look at the bikes online. Yeah. It wouldn't have cost me any gas.
Yeah, you could just read, you know, Jeff Johns Justice League. Right. Look at the team on the cover. Right. Watch them not do anything
for 26
issues.
Now, here's the thing.
Look at the team.
I did take pictures, and Jules saw the pictures. Yeah. The 1299 Panigale looked good.
Yeah, it did.
Now, here's the thing, though. The Scrambler, which is their trails bike, it sat a little low for me. But it was still good. All right.
Nice. Yeah. Motorcycles.
All right. Playing old video games again. I still suck at Ghosts and Goblins.
Everyone sucks at Ghosts and Goblins.
Dude, I'm worse at it now than I was.
Have you checked out the Internet Archive list of public domain games?
I haven't checked it out, but I'm just trying to rebuild my collection because I'm a stupid collector nerd who also, on top of records and comics, needs a video game collection too because I have no self control.
All right, let's clarify something. You don't need one. You want one. Well, there's a difference between a want and a need.
No, there's a need.
This is a need.
This is a need. Right. Just like having a Computron in perfect condition worth how much exactly?
There's an 85% probability that I could sell this for $400.
See, that's a need
right
there.
Stop playing with it before you break something.
Here's the problem. Will you ever sell it?
No.
Of course
not.
No. It's an investment.
Touché. It's not going to go down in price. It's not
going to
go down in price.
True. It can't
go down. Oh, you're buying that GE stock?
Hey, the minute your old lady...
That's not stock.
It is stock if it goes down. It's an investment.
Hey, Gomer, the minute your old lady has that kid, and that kid turns two or three, all those stickers are going to be gone, and those hands are going to be broken.
You guys don't know the amazing Amanda.
It's good to be back.
It is good to have you.
Even if it's just for one episode.
It's good to have you back.
It feels like most of the team's back. If Adam and Taylor were here, we'd be
and Heather.
We'd have the original team.
Yeah.
Freaking Adam.
I'm just sad we missed last week, but we kind of couldn't help it. We had 3 days of hell.
Where were y'all?
My kids were home from school. I have a responsibility.
You brought them up here before.
I was snowed in.
But not during the podcast.
I got
they were well behaved here. Enough. They could have been on the podcast.
I didn't just get snowed in.
Really I take awesome. That as
I didn't just get snowed in. I got iced
in. You're one of the few people that I don't mind that you have more kids.
No, I'm talking like 6 inches of ice.
One of the only props I get. Man, your kids are really well behaved.
That's how much ice I got regularly.
You're an ass, but your kids are awesome.
You're an a-hole, but what happened? It skips a generation. Meet my great-grandfather. He's an asshole.
That means my kids will be assholes. My grandfather was an asshole.
Hell, the seat of my trunk got so long, I almost drained off a quart of water.
Did you have any more to your final thought?
A lot of good stuff come out this week in the comic books. We got Spider-Gwen number one.
Suiciders number one.
This book called Black Hood.
It looks great.
Archie, cool. Which is... Dwayne. Oh, my God.
Dwayne Swarovski. Who was on X-Force way back in the day before Remender. Great run he had on that book.
It's like basically a drug-filled vigilante binge. It's awesome. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. Fun book.
Fun book.
Gotham Academy 5 come out.
Nice. Not reading it, but you're so excited about that book.
I haven't read it yet. I'm super excited. Effigy 2.
Yeah,
Effigy 2 come out.
Sorrentino's debut. On Marvel Sorrentino. As an exclusive.
He is exclusive to Marvel now.
And I was upset that they moved it, but I'm looking forward to next week for Rat Queens with the Sedgwick run.
They did have to... he's a very busy artist.
I know, he is a machine.
He's done covers for, 5 books this month?
And he had a book come out today. He did the
cover for the origin, Pathfinder.
The Secret Origin Poison Ivy is his book.
Oh, awesome. He also
did the interior.
For the Poison Ivy book?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I gotta go get that book. But he also did the cover for the Pathfinder Origins, which came out today. So, he's...
But, yeah, he's...
I don't even know how he had time to do our interview on Outright Geekery, which is amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Sweet.
But on that children.
I'm gonna go find that damn Poison Ivy book.
All right, well, join us next time. Next week.
I gotta pee.
Live from Comic City 2.
Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Maddie! This has been another episode of Geeks of the Square Time.
And I haven't said it, so Excelsior. Someone has to say it every once in a while.
Oh no, there's a few places that are a little worse.